My first guest in this edition is Alireza Jafarzada, former spokesman for the Iranian parliament in exile. He was the first person to warn the West about Iran's latest nuclear ambitions, and he's the author of The Iran Threat, President Ahmadinejad and the Coming Nuclear Crisis. We want to get his thoughts on what he believes the Obama administration should focus on as it tries to deter Iran from becoming a nuclear power. And Ali, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Greg. Always a good pleasure to be invited.
Well, first of all, we know that the Iranian regime did something it hasn't done since the revolution in 1979, and that's send congratulations through Ahmadinejad to Barack Obama. It obviously was filled with messages in that letter that suggested that the U.S. should move away from a policy that's friendly to Israel and so forth. But what do you make of the fact that the overture was made at all?
Well, I think the Tehran realizes, like others, that there's a whole new situation. There is a change in this country. It has affected the whole relations around the world. And everyone, like the Iran regime, are looking to see what opportunities are out there, what threats are out there, and how they can best fit themselves in this whole new situation. And I think Ahmadinejad and the Iranian leaders are jumping in, trying to see how they can affect the whole situation. And I think this is why you saw that statement of congratulations, and with it, the policy suggestions and at the same time threats that Ahmadinejad is making.
And just how much do they believe they can change U.S. foreign policy because of the change in leadership here?
Well, it's the hope of Tehran that because of the change of the leadership, you're going to have a whole group of new people, new leaders in this country, first of all, they can buy time simply because there is transition. It doesn't matter who is in the White House. The fact that you have a whole new administration could provide an opportunity for Tehran, buying time for them to proceed with their nuclear weapons program. And at the same time, they're hoping that by creating confusion, illusion, so they can basically throw the new administration off balance before they can really find their way. And that's an additional opportunity and time bought for Tehran. But that's basically about it. I think on the other side, there is a whole new opportunity for the new administration to proceed with a new and more effective policy.
We're talking with Alireza Jafarzada. And Ali, you wrote an opinion piece published Friday in the Chicago Tribune in which you raise a number of interesting points that it seems the Obama administration coming in would be wise to consider. Number one is that Iran and its current government, the way it's currently structured with the mullahs and the extremists in charge, can't really affect change in a good way in that country, but they hang on to power by constantly creating the atmosphere of crisis. Explain that a little bit and how they managed to keep that atmosphere going.
Right. Well, ever since the Ayatollahs came to power in Iran in 1979, the regime has basically survived on crisis making and exporting their crisis beyond the Iranian borders. People remember the right after the revolution, for 444 days, 52 Americans were held hostage in Tehran. Then came the, that dragged for a year and a half. Then came the issue of the fatwa by Ayatollah Khomeini against the British author Salman Rushdie, whom Tehran said that he blasphemed. And therefore, that, dragged the issue for another 2-3 years. And then you had the Iran-Iraq War dragging until 1988, and then Tehran was involved in Lebanon, in the hostage taking there in Lebanon, and the war there. And then you had this whole network of terrorism of the Iran regime campaigning to target Americans, Western nationals. Taking people hostage. Then in Iraq itself, since 2003 at least, Tehran has been heavily involved in sending roadside bombs, the advanced explosive form projectiles, EFPs, and funding the more radical extremist elements in Iraq trying to tilt the balance in favor of Tehran and against the United States and the Western countries. So this is, not to mention the nuclear weapons program of Tehran. So when you look at the Iran regime, you realize that there are certain red lines that Tehran has never crossed. That is, they're not going to abandon their terrorism. They're not going to abandon their what they call export of revolution, which is basically sponsoring and supporting and funding and training Islamic extremist groups all over the world. And they're not going to abandon their nuclear weapons program, as I said earlier, and the domestic repression. So there is really very little room to maneuver for any foreign leader in dealing with the Iran regime. And if we look at the experience of the past few years, almost all the different presidents of the United States, both Republicans and the Democrats, have tried their chances with the Iran regime, but the Iran policy has actually become turned into the Bermuda Triangle for various U.S. presidents, from President Reagan to Carter and others.
And in terms of how they couch the current state of affairs with their own people, you gave an excellent list of how Iran has managed to stick its nose in and create chaos in Lebanon, in its own country, in the Iran-Iraq war, in the ongoing nuclear standoff over the development of the weapons. What do they tell their own people about us that keeps their own people in line?
Well, their excuse, their justification basically is that it's the fault of the Western countries. The Western countries want to dominate our country and they want to take away our independence, and therefore we are basically containing the threat from the Western countries. But in reality, that's not the case. It's Tehran being aggressive against its neighbors, against the countries in the region, against the Western countries. They're sending all these terrorists around the world and suppressing their own population. The fact that the Iranian population doesn't buy Tehran's argument is very much telling, and I think this is something that a lot of people don't realize, that the Iran regime is highly unpopular, no matter what justification they use, what language they use. The youth are vehemently against Tehran. There are so many anti-government demonstrations by the students in various universities from Tehran to other cities around the country. Women are very defiant against the very repressive measures of the Ayatollahs. Teachers were on strike. Workers were on strike. There were some 5,000 anti-government demonstrations by the Iranian people against the regime. And this is something that is happening now against Ahmadinejad, and it was equally the population were equally defiant against Khatami as well, and I think this is the reality that President Obama and his administration must fully take into account, the fact that they're facing a very unpopular regime, and the defiant population of Iran is a huge asset which they can take into account. Otherwise, they're going to be trapped by the Iran regime's policies.
A couple minutes left in our conversation with Ali Reza Jafarzadeh. And just a moment ago, Ali, as well as in your piece, you called the most recent diplomatic efforts with Iran an ongoing Bermuda Triangle. I know in the past you've advocated changing the Iranian regime from within, not through our own military means, but by empowering the resistance that is growing every day in that country itself. What can this country do to encourage that?
I think, especially with President Obama, he has relied heavily on the voice for change, relied on the younger generation, women and others, minorities. I think if that policy is to be extended beyond the borders of the United States, he should basically reach out to the Iranian people, to the Iranian younger generation, to the opposition groups who have been trying to change the situation toward better and establish a secular and democratic country government in Iran. And the previous policy of the State Department, which was to blacklist the main opposition, namely the Mujahideen Ahal, which is the largest opposition group in Iran, in order to curry favor with Tehran, in order to basically appease the Ayatollahs, has badly failed. So I think President Obama, the first thing he should do is to remove all restrictions from all the opposition groups in Tehran, saying that we recognize the right of the Iranian people to stand up and try to change the government from within. I'm not talking about funding them or giving them arms or anything like that. All the Obama administration need to do is to remove restrictions, and this is in line with what the members of Congress are saying.
Ali, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, for being with us.
Thank you very much. Great pleasure to be on your show.
Ali Reza Jafarzadeh, former spokesman for the Iranian Parliament in Exile, first man to warn the West about Iran's current nuclear ambitions. The book is The Iran Threat. This is Dateline Washington.